Joan sent this story in. She's about 34 years old, and her husband just moved to Costa Rica a few months ago. She told me about finding a treasure at a local garage sale. She found something that ended up being a book worth well over $20,000. One Saturday morning a few months ago, Joan decided to explore a local garage sale in her neighborhood. Joan was always on the lookout for unique items and hidden treasures, and as she browsed through the tables with her husband that Saturday morning, she found a lot of old books and vintage furniture and assorted knickknacks, all dusty and dirty, and her eyes landed on a box tucked away in a corner. Well, curious, Joan approached the box and began sifting through its contents. Amongst old magazines and faded photographs, something caught her eye. It was a weathered old leather-bound book with ornate gold lettering on its cover. Intrigued by its antique appearance, Joan gently lifted the book from the box. Now, keep in mind that Joan is an avid reader, and she has collected old books before. And she inspected this book closely, and she realized she was holding a first edition of a classic novel that was highly sought after by collectors. Well, Joan's heart raced as she carefully examined the book, and she recognized the title and the author, and she immediately looked up this book on her smartphone. Guess what? To her amazement, she discovered that this particular first edition was worth well over $20,000 to collectors. Overwhelmed by her unexpected discovery, Joan tried to contain herself, and she negotiated a fair price with the seller, who did not know anything about the value of this book, all the while feeling like she was on cloud nine. Joan could hardly believe her luck as she clutched the valuable book in her hands. Well, she still didn't believe it. But later that day, Joan took her prized possession to a reputable book appraiser across town, and with bated breath, she watched as the expert examined the book with care, and moments later, the appraiser confirmed what Joan had hoped. This was indeed a rare gem, and its value was substantial. Well, in the weeks that followed, Joan made arrangements to sell her book through a specialized auction house. And the news of her incredible find spread, and she was interviewed by local media about her garage sale discovery. The day of the auction arrived, and Joan watched as bidding for her treasure escalated. Well, the hammer finally came down, the whistle finally blew, and Joan's book was sold to a passionate collector for a sum that far exceeded her expectations. She told me it sold for $33,000. With the proceeds from the sale, Joan was able to fulfill her dream of traveling to Costa Rica with her husband, possibly moving there, she said. Well, the unexpected windfall not only enriched her life, but also fueled her passion for uncovering hidden treasures in unexpected places. They did come to Costa Rica, and now they're in the process of acquiring their residency, which is what we do for a living. And Joan and her husband and I had lunch the other day, and she told me the story. And she said one of the cool things she feels so wonderful about is she actually went back to the home where she found the book. And this was a few weeks later, maybe months. And she said that she gave the homeowner X amount of dollars. She wouldn't tell me how much, but she said it was substantial. This person could not realize that the book that they had in that little dusty box in their garage that they were selling at a garage sale that one Saturday morning was worth $33,000. Well, this lady got some of her money back, and Joan felt complete because she was fair. If it wasn't for that homeowner selling that book, she wouldn't have moved to Costa Rica. So, you got to pay it forward. When things happen like that, you got to be sure you take care of the person responsible for your success. But in any event, thank you for listening today. And if you have a story to tell, an adventure, or if you're a poet and you like to write poetry about good news and positive affirmations, send it to us at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we will immediately share it like we're doing today with all who care to listen. Thank you for listening today, and we'll be here tomorrow, and we hope you are as well.